stopping by to break down the college season, the Heisman race, and the rookie quarterbacks in the NFL he covered over the years who are shining this year, including Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, who Danny will be, hopefully, on the field together at Northwest Stadium on Sunday. Daniels' health still pending.
Yeah, that's the key question here. It looks like early portion of practice, Remedy is available. No Jaden Daniels on the field. Seen multiple of the reporters tweeting that out. So, you know, no QB work today. Adam Schefter tweeted in response to a John Keim tweet. That's where we are. We're tweeting and quote tweeting and then quoting the quote tweets to pass the information on to you that the team plans to try to practice Jaden Daniels tomorrow. I'm not sure what he's basing that on. I don't know who that's per. I don't know. He didn't say per sources or per communication, but that's just what we're going off right now.
I got to imagine. Well, it's one of two things. Either he's reporting that, but if he reported that, I would think he would source it or he would do it differently than just the quote tweet and then adding his own color. Mm-hmm. It just looks like he's providing information without a report there. But maybe this is him sticking to what Dan Quinn said on Monday. He never definitively said that Jaden Daniels would practice on Friday, but he said as the week went on, they would try to get him to do more and more. He was on the field today wearing a helmet during practice, as you said, not participating or doing anything while the media was there. But I didn't take that as some big report like he had gotten some news from inside the building mm-hmm. as much as him saying they are hoping that he can practice on Friday. Do you think he needs to practice to play in the game on Sunday? Is there a path at all to zero practice time through Friday, walk through Saturday, he's out on the field walking around, and then he tests out pregame at Northwest Stadium, and he actually plays in the 425 kick?
I suppose that's a pretty narrow tightrope to walk, wouldn't you think? Right? I mean, it's possible. I mean, if this is a 10-year veteran, you know, if you got a Mahomes or a Rodgers or somebody that's done this for a long time, you go, okay, you're familiar with this offense intimately. You don't need every rep because this is all second nature to you. Daniels is obviously very far advanced for his age and, you know, experience level, et cetera. But to me, this is if you're not healthy enough to do all the things during the week, I don't know. I'd be more hesitant than that. But there is a path, I suppose.
What is the point of pushing it is what I would ask. Rhetorically, I guess. But if you're in your car, answer along with me here. They are 5-2 and well ahead of schedule. Worst case scenario, let's say Mariota's terrible. They get blown out at home. They're 5-3, and they've got three division games coming up in a four-game sequence after the Bears tilt. Why push it? You got a kid quarterback who's lighting it up, who you're trying to be extra careful with, because if he comes back a little bit early and it gets worse or he gets further dinged, maybe now you're missing two or three or four games. And you're a team that is essentially playing a house money football game, way ahead of schedule right now in your first year of this regime. So I just don't think I would have an aggressive nature here. Would it be awesome to see Daniels and Williams on the field together? Of course. CBS flexed this game for two reasons mm-hmm. and two reasons only. Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and that storyline. Everybody wants to see them on the field, and everybody wants to see not only them compete, but I think Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury in this offense go up against an elite defense for the first time, which they'd be doing. They have not played a top five defense. They have not had to move the ball and score the points that they have all year long against a defense of this caliber. So I'd be really excited for that. I'll be bummed if and when it doesn't happen. But at the same time, wanting something really badly is not a reason to do it. You know what I mean? You got kids. My kids all the time are like, you know how fun it would be? You know how amazing it'd be? Let me go. Let me do this. Nah, we can't do that. Sorry, buddy. Because I got to be the adult in the room and say, you're right. You would have fun. There would be a sugar high there. You would have a blast with your buddies. We'd pay for it tomorrow when you're not ready for your game. Or we'd pay for it in 2 days when you're out of your routine and your sleep schedule. I just think they've got to decide as they get closer, is he 100% or not? If the answer is no, he's not playing. Is he able to execute every play that he's been asked to all season long already? Because the answer is no, then he's not playing. I can't have him doing anything to avoid getting hit in the way of what plays he's running, how he's playing. It's just not worth it to me. I don't need this game that badly. It's not like it's a Week 18 division title game or a playoff game. If it was a playoff game, I'll bet you he'd play, by the way. But it's not. So I'm 50-50. I really have no idea. I thought after Dan Quinn spoke on Monday he was going to play. But as we get closer, I keep asking myself, what's the point, really? Like, why is it such a big deal that he plays if he's not going to be back to a point where it's like it never happened? Then what are we pushing it for?
Yeah, the aggressive timetable only makes sense if Daniels is A-OK. You know what I mean? Like, that's it, any quarterback at this point, right? I mean, you said it. There's some hay in the barn, number one, in terms of your 5-2 record. You're in a good spot. So if you're 5-3, the world is not falling. But even if it was, this is rookie year quarterback stuff for me. And so I'm even more cautious in that regard, where I'm going, if I have to not play him for, and I'm not saying this is the case, but if I have to not play him for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, the whole point is his long-term excellence for me. So go back to Strasburg shutdown time, right, where the pundits from around the country or the John Feinsteins of the world wouldn't let it go. How could you do it? How could you do it? Because I'd like to have him here for 15 years. That's the answer. This run is awesome. I'll have fun. I wish he was pitching, but all they did is the best medical practice. That's what I'm looking for here. I apply that same logic all the time. I don't just part-time it when it's convenient or a team narrative. I'm going, the most important thing here is I have a quarterback, and I'd like him to be here, and I'd like to be relevant in the NFL. Not a punchline, not a joke, not somebody that everybody goes, thank God we're playing Washington this week so we can get right. Those days are over. I'm going to do everything I can to make him sustainable. That's not rushing him back. That's not, well, we can get away with it. I don't want to maybe get away with it at all. I want him here signing multiple extensions, and I want my kids, and I want their kids to talk about Jaden Daniels the way my dad talks about Sonny Jurgensen and you know, Theismann and company. That's what I want. So, sorry about this week. I'll sacrifice that at the altar of Ring of Fame for Jaden Daniels, and that's my only thought.